You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I am delighted that it's Friday. It's quite a chilled weekend ahead this weekend. Last weekend was super busy, especially with all the rugby. And a huge shout out to our Boca, who took home the World Cup trophy. Well done. Very, very proud of you. I was at Monte Cassino. I was screaming my head off. I had an absolute blast, and I know the nation are so super proud of you. Well done. Right, let's kick off with some cool things that have been happening in and around South Africa over the last week, some big announcements, and some cool stuff to do this weekend if you are looking for a chilled weekend. So one of my favorite things to do or to go to is Disney on Ice. And they've just announced that they're coming back in 2020, of course, round about the June, July holidays. As always, you can get your Mickey Mouse ears and get ready for Disney on Ice Celebrates Mickey and Friends, which is going to be skating into South Africa for the first time. It's a brand new production and is going to be opening at the Tikkapro Dome in Joburg on Friday the 19th of June and running until Sunday the 28th of June. Thereafter, they head down to Cape Town to Grand West from Wednesday the 1st of July to Sunday the 5th of July, and then followed by a very limited season at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Menland, Maine from Thursday 9th of July to Sunday the 12th of July. Tickets are on sale already and they are selling pretty fast. So if you want to take the kids through to see the brand new Disney on Ice Celebrates Mickey and Friends in your city, then make sure that you head on over to CompuTickets to book your tickets. You can also find out more on disneyonice.co.za. And I'm really looking forward to that. Please remember that everything that I speak about on the show, all the dates and ticket prices and all that kind of stuff, everything is available on my website, heatherhook.com. So you can go and reference it there. I'm looking forward to that one. A big ups and a big shout out to all the American Express Dining Awards 2020 winners, Joburg and Cape Town. I attended the Joburg prize giving or award ceremony, which was absolutely incredible. And a week later, they headed down to Cape Town to award all the Cape Town region restaurants as well. This is their 21st year operating the Dining Awards. And yeah, it took a little bit of a new look and feel. There were some new categories that were introduced. I'm not going to go through all the restaurants that won. Everything is listed on my website, heatherhook.com. But big ups to some of my absolute, absolute favorite restaurants who took home some incredible prizes. Culinary Table Restaurant, Marble, of course, Grey at the Saxon Restaurant Mosaic, Chef Chantal Dartnell, who I absolutely adore, and I'm hoping to visit again early next year. So stay tuned, because I'll be sharing more about what she's got planned, and lots more, loads other restaurants. Well done to everyone. And yeah, you can find out more on my website and see who took home all the different awards. Now, I was really touched by this really powerful message and just a different look and perspective on things. So well done to the team at Corona, who've partnered with Parley and big wave surfer Frank Solomon, who created an evocative new 8-minute docu or short film that showcases the incredible work that our informal waste pickers up here do in Johannesburg. I didn't actually realize that the street surfers, as they call, pick up almost 90% of recyclable material, things like your single-use plastics, your Coke bottles, your takeaway containers, all that kind of stuff that they take to big recycling plants. But the best thing is that they keep it out of the rivers, and the rivers lead to the sea, as we know. And our oceans and our planet are currently under threat with a lot of pollution, especially in the ocean. So it's an incredible documentary. It shows the Frank Solomon, who comes up from Cape Town, meets two street surfers, one named Tabo and one named Moketi, and he goes on a little journey with them for the day to find out like what they collect, how they collect, how they sort, where they live, and then he takes them down to Cape Town to experience his world, which is incredibly touching. They actually took their hand at surfing as well. It was really, really a great documentary. So please do look it up on YouTube. just look for Street Surfers. That's the name of the documentary, and it also premiered on National Geographic DSTV Channel 181 this Tuesday. Very powerful message, and I promise you that you will look at street surfers and informal waste collectors in a very different light. I know that I certainly do. Now, this week I popped through to attend the great announcement from Stain City, who are launching a brand new project in 2020. It is called the City Centre Development. And this is absolutely incredible. I have not ever seen anything like this in my entire life. I'm going to let Tammy Menton, who's the head of marketing at Stain City, share a little bit more about the project. I don't think I could do it justice. I chat to Tammy Menton.
We are just beyond excited. We're so happy to be able to share this with the public now. It's obviously been a long work in progress. But we launched our Vision 2020 to our residents and to the media in the last few days. And essentially, we're showing the public what it is they can expect from Stain City when we go to market in 2020. And we're launching a magnificent new city centre development, which is 731 apartments and about 5,000 square metres of retail. And they are magnificent apartments, from fine details like every apartment will be fully fitted with Gaggenau kitchens, appliances will have Blue Line kitchens, Kohler appliances and sanitary ware. So just beautifully fitted out. But over and above that, which is in itself spectacular, we also launched a magnificent new inland Clearwater lagoon, which is something really to behold.
I can't wait to see this. It looks absolutely stunning.
It is going to be something that, I mean, the residents were so excited when we launched it to them. They literally broke out in cheers and clapping because they were just over the moon. It's like everything they've ever asked for. They got.
And it's sand and a beach bar, and it's literally like you don't have to go away. You can stay right here.
So I think our premise, and certainly our CEO and Dostan's vision, has always been, you create a lifestyle like no other. And the best way to describe that is when you get home, you want to feel like you're on holiday. And I think everything we've done in the last few years is to build exactly that. This place, this resort lifestyle where although you're home, you're actually away.
Yeah.
And once you get a sense of that and you see the facilities that we're putting in and the time and effort and money that we've spent on creating this ultimate lifestyle, it all starts to come together and make sense. And I truly believe this is going to set us apart from every other development.
And tell us about the underground parking and the no cars, because I think that is incredible from a safety aspect as well.
Very much so. Again, speaking right back to the lifestyle at Stain City. So the city centre basement is actually built on 8 hectares of land. And it's got parking for over 2,000 cars. And the idea with that basement was that you would never see a vehicle above ground. So within the confines of city centre, the only transportation is bicycles or walking, pedestrianised. So you can sit at a beautiful corner cafe and have a breakfast, and you're not going to have a car zooming past you. Your children can play in the streets, play in the park, and it will completely be carless. And that's also something that's so unique to developments in South Africa.
And you've got 8 designers that are each going to be decorating a different type of sort of show apartment. If people want to find out more about the show apartments, or they want to come and see and discover more, how can they find out?
So that there's a journey that we're taking. The idea is City Centre is going to launch early next year. And when we launch, we will have these magnificent 8 apartments designed by this incredible group of people, which will be open and available for the public to view. So one thing that we're very steadfast about at Stain City, our message is we don't, you know, show you a picture and then ask you to believe in this. We build first. So when we launch in next year, there will be 200 apartments completed and built. And in amongst these will be these 6 show apartments. And we'll be following the journey of these 6 decorators and 8 decorators and designers on our Stain City Instagram and Facebook page. We'll also post stories regularly on our website, which is staincity.co.za. And when we're ready to go to market, everyone will be invited to come and see it for themselves.
Absolutely incredible. That underground parking lot just blows my mind. I think it is incredible. So in the city center complex, you're not going to see a single car. There will be people on bikes and people will be walking. You can, like Tammy said, you can have breakfast, you know, with your family and not have to worry about a car coming screaming around a corner, drunk drivers. And you can literally walk everywhere, and you can go to the lagoon. The kids can swim. You can eat out. They can play. This to me, I think, is certainly the way of the future. And this is absolutely incredible. I'm looking forward to seeing sort of more luxury estates doing this in future. You can find out more on the Stain City website, staincity.co.za. Incredible, incredible stuff. Now, if you are traveling or you're just looking for somewhere cool to go and have a good meal, I went through recently to check out the brand new summer menu that has just launched at Airport Craft Brewers. They've been open for 5 years at the O.R. Tambo International Airport. There's an Airport Craft Brewers on the land side, and there's one in the domestic departures as well. And they've just launched a brand new summer menu. Of course, they've got amazing beers. I really enjoyed their blonde. Haha, yes, because I'm blonde. And I really enjoyed the blonde beer and some of the incredible tapas menu that they've just launched. There was amazing calamari. There was beef teriyaki short ribs, which were incredible. They're doing like baskets and gourmet pub grub and loads of cool stuff. So if you're traveling this festive season and you happen to be in the airport and you're waiting for your flight, go grab a beer and something cool to eat at the Airport Craft Brewers. Really, really tasty, and their beer is incredible. They are one of three breweries that are actually located in airports. They were the second one in the world, following one in Germany. They actually brew on site at the airport, and you can actually go and look through the glass and see all the tanks and everything that they're getting up to there. So you can check that out. You can also find them on Facebook, Airport Craft Brewers. Absolutely delicious. It's worth a visit even if you're not traveling. Now, it's currently on the go. I haven't had a chance to go through yet because I've been so busy, but I'm going to be going in the next couple of weeks. Multi-award winning director and South Africa's queen of the pantomime, Janice Honeyman, is once again telling the story of poor country boy Jack, the family cow, the magic beans, the enormous beanstalk, the unfriendly giant, and the enchanted hen that lays the golden eggs. Add to that the giant henchman, who's a very evil panto villain, and the essential good fairy to the tale, and audiences are going to be taken on a spectacular journey with Jack the Jawler as the courageous hero in this year's pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk. It's not been on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre since 2012, and this ever-popular pantomime story traditionally sets good against evil and is jam-packed full of Honeyman's wit, double entendres, and charm and magic. It is set to be seen to be believed. I'm so excited. It is currently running. It is running until the 22nd of December. Tickets are on sale from 225 Rand with fantastic group discounts available as well. You can call the Joburg Theatre box office on 0861 670 670, or you can visit joburgtheatre.com. Do go and see that. Don't miss it. I'm looking forward to going in the next couple of weeks. It's always a hit. Always, always, always a hit. And I always have such a good time at the panto. I laugh, and once you've had a really good laugh, you just feel better about life sometimes. So do go check that out. If you love beautiful jewelry and you love shopping, then you will want to check out the brand new monobrand store that has just launched in Fourways Mall. It is absolutely stunning. It is their first standalone store. I'm crazy about Nominations jewelry. I've spoken about them over the years. The incredible composable bracelets that allow you to create your own life story that stays on your wrist as a reminder of the places you've been, the friends you've made, the experiences you've had. I really, really love them, and I'm collecting and adding to my collection as the years go by. I got to catch up with the one of the co-owners, it's the son of the founder of Nominations Jewelry, Alessandro Gensini. He was in South Africa for the launch, and I chatted to him a little bit more about their store and also about their latest collection that they've just launched, which is called One For Me and One For You.
So I'm so happy to be in South Africa again. This is my third time.
I know.
I was here 2 years ago, and this time is the shortest time because I got here yesterday. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I know.
And the weather at least is nice, so you get to enjoy.
Because in Italy right now it's winter time.
Oh, yes.
So I was so happy to see the sun again.
Okay. So tell us, obviously, a recap for people who may not know about the Nominations brand, how it originated, where it started.
Yes. So I'm the marketing director of the brand, but first of all, I'm the son of Paolo Gensini. Paolo is the founder of Nominations. He created this amazing brand with the first composable bracelet more than 30 years ago. He got the idea from the ice cream, as probably you know, because he was looking at people. Everybody was buying ice cream, let's say really high class people, but also medium class people. He realized that only the rich people, they had a lot of accessories and jewelry, but the middle class, they were naked in accessories. So he got the idea why we don't recreate something precious, something unique, but something with great flavors, like an ice cream, that everybody can select and choose the flavor and create their own piece of jewelry. So he was able to combine steel with a precious material like 18 karat gold, to create something unique with an amazing original design, something where steel was made precious through the presence of the 18 karat gold.
So, and now you're launching a new collection here today. Which
we are presenting many, many new collections because we have the first store in South Africa.
Yes, you do.
I'm really happy. We have more than 113 stores worldwide, and this is the first in South Africa.
So, and it's a standalone. So
it's a standalone. It's a nomination.
Always more, yes. Which is looking fabulous.
Yes.
Now tell us
We cover more than 40 countries, and it's been our dream to have our monobrand store in South Africa because we love South African customers, and as you are, I think you love us too. And we were looking for, yes, we were looking for the perfect spot, and this is the best location ever. So we waited a little bit, but now we have
the
nice. It was worth it. Yes.
Tell us about the one for you, one for me that you're launching. It's really funky. It's really fun.
Yes, we have a new campaign. We have a new image. It's an amazing project. We are launching today together the presentation of the new store. It's a new concept. A simple concept based on sharing. One for me, one for you. It's based on simple gesture. Like usually, when you love something for yourself, you also want to give as a gift to somebody else that you love. And it's all based on sharing love with people you care for.
Yeah.
And the new image, we have a new TV spot that will be launched also in South Africa soon. It's based on sharing easy moments of our life where all the people, they can get together, no matter about the age, no matter about the budget available, no matter about the color of the skin, no matter about the sex, they can be all together, unite through the composable bracelet, and especially sharing love through the composable bracelet. So no, don't ask me which target, because it's a new generation that is not defined by numbers, but only about attitude and lifestyle.
And you would contribute to somebody else's bracelet for their birthday, or if they've been traveling,
exactly,
or something
exactly,
like that.
Because every human being on this earth can wear and give a present to somebody else through composable collection.
And Christmas is coming. So
Christmas is coming. It's a great gift. And we have more news coming in the store for Christmas. So stay tuned.
Incredible jewelry, affordable, and a really great gift for Christmas. So if you are in the Four Ways Mall area, do pop in and go check them out. In fact, the entire mall is worth a visit. They've had quite a dramatic overhaul. It's looking really, really stunning, I must say. Dates to Diarise coming up. If you love wine and you love bubbly and you love gin, then the Wade Bales Cup Classique and Gin Affair is back with over 40 of South Africa's premium MCCs, all made in the traditional Mathurde Champenoise style. You'll get to enjoy the likes of Graham Beck, Krone, Placer de Mille, and Valera, to name a few. And then you can get to taste some of the fastest growing, well, one of the fastest growing spirits in the world, gin. There's up to 70 craft and international gins to taste, with local producers presenting their share of knowledge. This is always, always a hit. It's taking place at the Southern Sun Rooftop Terrace Bar in Hyde Park, which boasts some spectacular views and great music. This is one of my favorite Tsogo-san properties, the Southern Sun Hotel in Hyde Park. So your dates are Saturday 23rd of November from 3 till 7 p.m. and Sunday the 24th of November from 1 till 5 p.m. Tickets are 380 rand per person, which includes a champagne glass, unlimited tastings of all the bubbly and gin products that are showcased on the day, as well as 6 fresh oysters to round off the occasion. And there is additional food that will be on sale as well. Tickets are going fast. Make sure you head on over to quickit.co.za and go and book your tickets. I will see you at the Wade Bales Cup Classique and Gin Affair on the 23rd and 24th of November. Another cool date to Diarise, this is going to be epic. SA's most loved local entertainment spot, Gold Reef City, are jumping onto the Black Friday bandwagon, and they're going to be serving up a trio of delightful Black Friday bargains. So that is Friday the 29th of November. Incredible discount. 50% off at the movies at Gold Reef City for tickets bought in the complex on Friday the 29th of November. If you want to go 10-pin bowling, you can buy one 10-pin bowling ticket and get one absolutely free. Gold Reef City theme park, calling all thrill seekers. You get massive discounts on thrill rides for one day only on Friday 29th of November. The normal price is 215 Rand. That'll be slashed to a delightful 110 Rand per person. And there's also some incredible food deals. deals at the Raj restaurant. Once you've done all your thrill rides and you're feeling a little bit hungry, you can buy two mouth-watering bunny chows and get 50%, or you buy one and get 50% off the second bunny. Otherwise, there are loads of lovely lunch boxes and roti wraps that'll get 50% off on the second box or wrap as well. So that is incredible. Check out the Gold Reef City website for more information. That's sohosun.com/gold-reef-city-casino. Don't forget, everything's available on my website as well if you need more information. If you're down in the Cape and you want to kick off the festive season in the best way possible with family and friends, then you want to diarise Middle Flay's Sunset Carols, which is going to be taking place on Sunday the 1st of December at the Middle Flay Wines in Stellenbosch, and it promises to be a magical evening for young and old. There's games for the kids, there's loads of farm animals, of course there's great wine for the adults, and the evening is comes at a cost of R275 per person, which includes some starters, a main course, there's tea and coffee, there's desserts, the kids get a snack box, and it just, yeah, it sounds like an absolute load of fun. That's Middle Flay Wines Sunset Carols on the 1st of December. You can head on over to quickets.co.za to book your tickets. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week with all your latest and best news and things to know and places to go in and around not only Johannesburg but the rest of South Africa as well. Stay tuned as we head into the festive season. Be safe. Please don't drink and drive. Make sure to Uber if you're out doing some of the events or you're visiting some of the things that I've spoken about. Do be safe. And I'll be back with you again next week. Have a spectacular week ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.